So we heard this glass breaking, someone yelling hello, and I thought, oh God, somebody needs help and we'll never be able to find them, because you couldn't see anything. It was still all black. And the cop next to me started yelling hello back. And then it was another police officer who had gotten into this deli, which was just basically across the sidewalk. And the cop took my hands and we, you know, ran in there. And inside, there was a handful of people. There were some firemen and there were some police officers, and everyone is just covered in head to toe in white dust, soot. Miraculously, you know, everybody seemed okay, shocked, but, you know, physically okay. And we just started taking water from the deli and using their napkins and wiping our faces off and pouring it in our eyes and helping each other, basically, and wiping the cameras off. I mean, that was the part that was, you know, was amazing, just to try and get the cameras clean. And then I took some pictures of people inside the deli with me. The cop trying to catch his breath, and this young woman who was petrified trying to call her parents because the phone still worked. And the phone was ringing, and it was somebody looking for the owner of the deli who wasn't there. And we were using the phone. I called the office and I told them, okay, I was fine. The first building had come down. I had some pictures, and they said, okay, you know, I was in touch with Jim Wilson, our assignment editor. And I said, I'm here until, you know, we'll see what happens with the next one. I can't go out right now. It was still black outside. And then it started to get lighter outside. I went outside, and then the rumbling started again. And it was the noise from the second building, and everybody went running and screaming into back into the deli. I hadn't gotten very far away from it. One of the cops had said, the second one's going to come down. Don't move from here. So I hadn't gone very far outside the deli. And we all ran back into the back of the deli, down the steps into towards the basement. And it just got black outside again, and it was the second building coming down, and, you know, you couldn't see outside the deli anymore. It was black inside except for the glow of the bologna case. and then smoke started coming up from the basement also. And it might, I don't know if something was burning down there, or it was just the dust settling and coming in through the vents underneath. Somebody said we had to get out of here. One of the cops said we had to get out of here, and he called somebody either on the radio or the phone, I don't remember, saying he had 8 people in here with him and they needed to be evacuated. But we couldn't wait for somebody to come get us because it seemed too unstable in there. And we got rags, we poured water on it, and we held hands. And we all started heading out towards Broadway. So at that point, I took some photos of the street as the dust was settling. And then when we got out towards Broadway, I was just shooting the scene out there, the people that were walking around, the exodus of people across the Brooklyn Bridge. And Jim had said to me, it's the assignment editor, I think you should come in fairly soon because it's going to be hard to get back to the office.